Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 27, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that a ship had apparently gone missing. In at least a couple of past programs, we mentioned a sea vessel called the Darewood. Its importance in ferrying goods and people between Barbados and the other Caribbean islands was such that in looking back at the mid-20th century period or so of local history, we come across several stories covering incidences involving the boat. Today's story covers the mysterious disappearance of the 90-foot-ton mortar vessel. It had left Barbados for Aruba via Grenada. At the time, it was carrying its captain, a man referred to in the story simply as Mulzac, as well as 12 passengers, including two children. There was also cargo on board bound for the two islands. It should be said that boats disappearing at sea was not as unusual an occurrence as one might think. Even at that time in Caribbean maritime history, even as more boats were becoming increasingly motor-powered, many still sailed under wind power. Even the Darewood itself had two masts along with a mortar and were especially subject to the vagaries of weather and sea currents in the Caribbean Sea. Of course, the motor-powered ones, too, tended to suffer mishaps whilst on their voyages around the region. It seems that the last confirmed sighting of the Darewood was when it settled from Grenada to Aruba. The harbor and shipping master here in Barbados was not able to account for the whereabouts of the vessel. However, that office received a cablegram on November 21st informing that a report from a radio station in Curaçao, a neighboring island of Aruba, that said that the ship was overdue for its arrival in the area. The ship's seeming disappearance was a mystery even to the agents, the shipping pool. As a result, a message was sent out to all ships going out to sea asking their skippers to keep an eye out for the ship. On Tuesday, November 28th, a passenger arriving in the island by plane from Grenada informed the ship's agents, the schooner pool, that the vessel had a broken propeller shaft. The passenger did not say where the vessel was or how it suffered that damage, but did inform that the vessel was due to return to the island the upcoming weekend.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.